through the lens of his camera, Boyd Lewis witnessed Atlanta in flux. Working for Atlanta's alternative press in the 1970s, he captured the protests that erupted in the streets and the rise of a new political class. Here he is speaking to WABE in 2013.
I think that what I was present for was a remarkable time in this city's history, a time and a place where something special was happening.
Boyd Lewis would be a fixture in Atlanta's journalism world for decades. His resume includes several years here at WABE. But his photos of Atlanta in the 1970s in particular continue to fascinate people today. A selection of them are on display at the Atlanta History Center's Margaret Mitchell House. Here, curator Paul Crater shows a few of them to WABE Stephanie Stokes and explains what stories he wanted the exhibit to explore.
Well, there were a lot of obvious stories to tell, and one was the rise of the African-American political establishment in Atlanta. Figures of the civil rights movement of the 1960s, as their political careers grew in the 1970s, and others was how Midtown changed, because Midtown wasn't always the glitzy, yuppie zip code that it is now. It was, back when Boyd was covering the city, it was very much a fringe area. That's, I think, since we're in Midtown at the Margaret Mitchell House, that's one of the stories I wanted to communicate. But also, I think, what Boyd wanted to capture as a spirit of the city that was reflected in what he felt Dr. Martin Luther King's vision was, and that was racial togetherness.
Where should we start?
So it really starts over here. There are just dozens and dozens of photographs of Andrew Young in the collection. Of course, he was an aide to Dr. Martin Luther King, and there's some photographs here of his election of his election to Congress in 1972. And also Hosea Williams was an aide to Dr. King as well. Boyd took a lot of photographs of him, and here's images of him organizing protests throughout the city. So Hosea Williams, Julian Bond knew Boyd quite well. He was dubbed by one of Atlanta's African-American leaders, John Calhoun, as the white boy with the black press in Atlanta. These photographs were taken during an event called the People's Fair, and it was in April of 1970 at Piedmont Park, and it was outdoor concert and a political rally. I think it was pretty representative of the type of events that would happen at Piedmont Park. Piedmont Park, for the longest time, was really a domain for Atlanta's upper class. But beginning in the 1960s and the 1970s, they were hippies, and they did things like take drugs in public. There were many clashes with police. There were open-air concerts. The Grateful Dead played there, Allman Brothers and other musical acts. And so it caused quite a commotion with people who weren't used to seeing this. But it was a very interesting time, and these photos catch some of it. As I was saying, throughout his portfolio of photographs, he was often drawn to images of interracial togetherness, whether it's this image of an older white woman dancing with a younger black man at a community center in Little Five Points, or kids in the neighborhood at Grant Park. Boyd was a true believer in the message of Dr. Martin Luther King, and he saw Atlanta in the 1970s as a wonderful time where Dr. King's spirit was still very much in sight. And so I think he was really inspired to see young people, especially black people, white people together. And so therefore he took quite a bit of images of that, and I think they're some of his best.
Was curator Paul Crater of the Atlanta History Center speaking with WABE's Stephanie Stokes. He showed a few photos now on view at the Margaret Mitchell House. The exhibit is called Flashback, Atlanta in the 70s, the photography of Boyd Lewis. By the way, Boyd Lewis now lives in Los Angeles.